I thought iOS 8 was supposed to have improved connectivity. It was supposed to... No, not was. It is supposed to have improved Wi-Fi and hotspot connectivity. Improved Bluetooth connectivity. Every 5 minutes in my car, the Bluetooth ceases to work and then reconnects a few minutes later. My hotspot tethering, before upgrading, would connect to my local network Wi-Fi point so that I could have internet at home, and now I have to manually connect it using the web page within the router. Other things that I'm noticing, simple mistakes that should have been found out in the debugging setup, is stupid things like the screen sensitivity. You've got a little slider you need to move for a control, or like if you're scrubbing through video, you can't. And this is on the iPad as well, not just the iPhone. If you are trying to change your sounds, I have the ding sound for emails. If I get multiple emails come in, I get a rattle of sounds. So it's more of a ding rather than just a single ding. It gets emails in and then takes another 30 seconds to actually download it so that I can read it. I've said the sensitivity on the screen, but I've got to say, for when you're trying to control where you're zooming, when you're typing, the screen key sensitivity is just not as good as it was. There are just a few things. Volume control doesn't seem to be as responsive or as loud. It seems to be a lot quieter, if anything. I now get my phone shut down at about 15%. Used to be 3. There's a whole host of things I'm seeing people reporting that are wrong. I crash Facebook, Instagram, Snapseed, Tweetbot, Twitter. I crash games. I crash Safari. I crash the cameras. Now, on an iPhone 4S, yeah, it's doing a lot of number crunching. It's not got as big a processor. But I'm reading... See, there goes my Bluetooth. It's just disconnected after 5 minutes. Seen a lot of people with 5Cs who are upgrading and they've got exactly the same problems. It's not handling file swapping or memory usage properly. I find all the apps lag. You double press the home button to lift up and show all the apps that are open so you can shut some down. It doesn't always work. You go to unlock the phone or swipe to answers because you're in the middle of something and it's not working. The swipe isn't there. Nothing's moving across the screen. Come on, Apple. Sort it out.